Okay, but so after Parag Yud Beis, we're up to the end of Yud Beis Pasuk Kavav. Yoser Mireihu Tzadik V'derech Rosham T'Tasein. More than Mireihu is a tzadik. Now, what does that mean? Look at the Tzudos Pasuk Kavav. Yoser Hatzadik Yesh Lo Yisroi Nemalo Midaitoi. She'enoi Tzadik has an advantage. Malo Midaitoi She'enoi in my edition, I got a little bit confused because there's a dal instead of a resh. Do you have that error in your edition?
Which part?
The mitzudos stav the pasuk chavav. Chavav. Hatzadik yesh lo yisro numaylo mei reihu. In my edition, it says mi deyehu. You have a dad also. That's really a mistake. It's a mistake. It should be mei reihu. She'ein a tzadik, who is not a tzadik. Avol derech hasham hamatzleches he maseh, but the derech of the wicked that is successful he maseh es hasham. It misleads a wicked man who is successful. Is someone who misleads his friends. People, they look at him and they say, look at this person. If he has success, it must be that this is the way to go in life. And that is a very great, terrible mikshul for other people. He misleads Esharsham Lechois Bidarkam to take hold of their way, Velo Yifnu El Hayisrana, who are not to take advantage of being a tzaddik. So let's go back to the pasuk. Yoser Mereu Tzaddik Kama. So Mireihu here means an average person. It appears according to the parish of the pasuk, there are three levels of people. There are tzaddikim, beinonim, and rishoyim. That's on a very, very simple level. That's what the pasuk appears to be telling us. The beinoni is the Reihu, his friend. The beinoni obviously is compared. We're putting the beinoni. We're putting him in the category of the category of the tzaddik. We are not saying that the Benoni, the Re'ehu, is in the category of the Rasha. But here the law comes, this pasuk tells that the tzaddik has an advantage that he has taken, the fact that he has elevated himself to be a tzaddik makes him better than the Benoni. But the Rasha is a very great source of trouble for the Benoni, because the Benoni, when he looks at the Rasha, he may mistakenly be influenced by his ways and attempt to emulate him and go in that derech, which obviously will lead to his downfall. Okay, so this is the parish of Mitzudos. Rashi says, "Yes, sir, Mary Eyu Tzadik, Hat Tzadik Mevater, Midoisav Oiver Alehem." Yes, sir. That's a French word. Is lirish balas. So, according to the opinion of the Rashi, a very different approach. Yes, yes, sir means he is oy maver al midoisav.
I think that word is large, as in largesse.
Largesse.
Yeah.
Okay, but mevater midoisav the oy valeim. So, yes, sir. Okay. So it's a completely different approach to the pasuk than the mitzudos. So the thing over here is the re'ehu means the person who did a wrong, who did something harmful to the tzaddik. The tzaddik here is the victim. The person, the re'ehu, has insulted the tzaddik, has stolen money from the tzaddik, has done something harmful to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, if he wants, he can put this person in his place. He can reciprocate. He can take revenge. He can go to court. But you know what? He wants to be mavir al midaysaf. Yoser, like the largesse. He wants to be generous. He wants to be gracious. Rashi, hatzadik mevater midaysaf oiver aleim. A very interesting translation of the word yoser. That may a tzaddik, period. Again, not like the mitzvahs who says yoser means that to be a tzaddik, you'll come away when the day is over, when you come to Olam HaEmes, and even in this world, you'll come away with more, with an advantage. Yoser, according to the mitzvahs, means it's advantageous for a person to be a tzaddik and not just be your average Joe. Rashi, no, when the re'ehu, your friend, does harm to you, yoser, the tzaddik will be mevater, mavel midaysaf. Now what about the end of the pasuk? According to Rashi, the derech risha maseh, she lemudo lehora, he tisoeim, he is accustomed to doing evil, he tisoeim, this leads him astray. Now, according to Rashi, it's not really clear how the end of the pasuk follows from the beginning of the pasuk in Rashi's interpretation, but simply just says that the way of the Rasha, this that the Rasha is accustomed, his conduct, is what causes him to go astray and to continue in his evil, in his path. Okay, now there's some beautiful midrashim here. First Medrash tells us that person should not make any mistake and think that in the Olam Emes, there are two clubs. Once you get into Gan Eden, there's either Gan Eden or Gehenim. And once you get in, you get in. It's like in this world. If you get accepted to Harvard, you're in. I don't even think in Harvard they even have grades. I think it's pass or fail. Is that true? They always pass or fail. I think in Yale they do have grades, right?
Oh, yeah. Bronze,
what?
Gold,
it's pass or fail. That's it. Once you're in, you're in. Every course pass or fail. Once you're in, you're in. You're in an elitist society. I'd say you get into an elitist yeshiva. So once you're in, you can walk wherever you want. You can walk up to the front, sit in the front, sit in the back, sit in the middle. You push your way around. So maybe one would be misled to do that. When you come to Ilam Haba, you come, you got into, you got into Harvard, and Ilam Haba, you're in. You can do whatever you want. You can walk around, and you can walk to the front, and you can rub shoulders with all the big guys. No. That's not the way it works.
The class system.
Exactly. And the class system is extremely, and interestingly enough, that's what Chazal tell us, that idea, which, I mean, obviously it's simple to us, it should be simple to us, but you never know, people can make mistakes, and they can think whatever they want to think, is rooted in this pasuk. Yoser Meir'ehu Tzad, the fact that it calls Meir'ehu his friend, it means that the friend is also a tzaddik. We're dealing with two tzaddikim. Not like I started off originally telling you that we have a tzaddik, a Beinoni, and a Rasha. No. We're dealing with a tzaddik and a tzaddik. Two tzaddikim. But one tzaddik is greater than the other tzaddik. So he is tzaddik Meir'ehu. Okay, I'm reading the words backwards. So you're a tzaddik and I'm a tzaddik, but he's a greater tzaddik. Oh, so that makes him relative to me in a new league. I have no access, I have no shaychus in the reward in his base medrash. Let me read you some of the words over here of the medrash. What?
What are the standards you measure by?
I have no idea. That's up to Hashem. I have no idea. Hashem is the one that... Maybe a person would say, maybe a person would make the following mistake. Misha Kodav Vashanah, a person he learned, Vashanah Harbe, Umisha Kodav Vashanah Kimba. They are two individuals. Two people. One person spent his whole life studying Torah, one person, he learned a little bit. He's a Yedea Sefer. Do you think that in the next world they're the same? Just because you pass the test, one gets a 65 and one gets a 99. You think in the Olam HaEmes it's all the same?
The regents, it's the same.
And the regents in this world is the same. Once you get past, once you get 65 and 99, it's all the same in this world.
Only 100 is written down.
But really?
Yes.
For the city records?
On your regents exam in New York State,
yeah,
the only mark that gets recorded is 100.
What?
Yeah. On your records.
On the state records.
Yes.
On the city records, not on the school records, of course. School records, they have everything.
They have.
By saying in the state, as far as the state is concerned, but today everything is so computerized, everything is so sophisticated.
As long as you get over a 65, 65, 99 is the same.
Okay, so Misha Kodav Vishana Harvey Mishka, so the person within it's all the same. So along comes the measurement says, based on this pasuk, Yehei Mar Paneim Shav Kiachat B'Mar Panim Olam Haba Einoi Kain. That's not the way it goes. Uminayin lucha, how do you know? Maybe once you pass, you pass. Maybe the standards of the next world like this world. Teilucha shekeinu. Seilamami Moshe. So here the medical elaborates. Look at Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, and the Shivim Zekeinim. Okay, all of them passed. They all passed the test. Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, Shivim Zekeinim. And yet, Shevetchilocha, you kulam perakeachad. Originally, they were all the same. They all started out the same madrega, and then what happened? Mekevan Sha'ala Moshe Lamarim, the Kara V'Shana Harbe Divrei Taryes Mikulam Zocha Shahoya Ma'ar Panav Gadol Kolkach At Shalom Hayu Bnei Adam Yichalom L'Stak Abos Shekein Nem B'Makayim Acher. Yes, and this Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to Shemayim V'Lo Kara and Ar Panav. They could not look Moshe and needed to put a masveh, a mask upon his face. And the Medrash Eliyahu Zuta Michal, you know this Medrash Eliyahu Zuta. Where is this? Tanav Eliyahu? Eliyahu Zuta. And Zuta?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Medrash Eliyahu Zuta, he quotes this pasuk, Yoser Meir'ehu Tzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzadik. And we had this many times. Tzidkas Hashem Osa Mishpatav Im Yisrael. He has done the Tzidkas Hashem, which means he is the Tzaddik. He is the Tzaddik. He is greater. He is Yoser Mei Re'ehu. Who's the Re'ehu? His friends. Who are his friends? Aroin, his brother. Nadav Aviu, his nephews. And the Shivim Zikanim, they are his Mereyu. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not the same. He got 100 and they got a 99. Moshe Rabbeinu is Yoser Mereyu. Very interesting. Obviously to us it's Pasha, it's such a concept. But you know, even things that are Pasha are not...
Yeah. Even harder to understand, I think, how all of them could have been in the first place. All born equal.
Okay, all born, but okay... Okay, look, I'll read you the end. The Amar Lefanav. Well, no, it's interesting. No, the truth. Okay, let me read you the end. I didn't notice this. Let me read you the end of the Medrash. Let's go even further. V'zosi ha-she'ela she'shol by Chavakuk ha-Navi. Chavakuk is the most important Navi for us in this day and age. Tzadik b'munaso yichye. Bo Chavakuk v'inu alachas. Chavakuk ha-Navi asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked the Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Medrash, fascinating Medrash, Ribbono Shel Olam, Misha Kodav Shana Harbi, Misha Kodav Shana Kimba, Yei Mar Pneim Shavim Ka'achas, the Mar Pneim Lom Abba, are they the same? Okay, I don't know which pasuk this is based upon, but Chavakuk Hanavi asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, how does it work there in Shemayim? Is it once you get in, you get in? Is it all the same? Pass, is it a pass-fail system? V'omar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu laf. It's not a pass-fail system. Every single person is different. Elokolecha v'yachol lefi darkoi, based upon this pasuk. It's a very powerful pasuk. Yoser meriu tzaddik. Every tzaddik has his milah over his fellow tzaddik, the two tzaddikim, and one does not know from the other. In fact, Chazal said that's part of Gehenim. These are esoteric concepts. So what is Gehenim? Gehenim doesn't mean you go into a dungeon and turn up the heat. Gehenim means you go to your makom, to your world. Every person creates for himself a world in the Olam Haba based upon his deeds in this world. There's no punishment per se. But when you look at your friend, when you're lonely in the next world, and you say, "No, where's Chaim Schmerl? What's he up to? I know he left. He came here a couple of years before me. What's he up to?" And you look him up in the phone book, and you see where he is, and then you see that he's living. You Skype him, and he's in Beverly Hills Estates in Gan Eden. And you say, wow, how is he Zoich? Whatever it is. This is what Chazal say. And you say, wow, how is it that I'm just here in Borough Park and he's in Beverly Hills? And the person is filled with chalisha sadas, and they say, "Well, you know, he did this chesed, he did this spice that stuck, he did unusual chesed for someone, and that's why he was zoicha to this real estate, to this." And the person has chalisha sadas. Wow, I also had an opportunity to do that, and I passed it up. That chalisha sadas, and looking at your friend and seeing what he has, what he earned, and what you passed, could have earned, that is Gehenim. That tsar is the tsar shel Gehenim. Not like we think going, oh, that's it. It's not the way we think, okay? Obviously, we have no idea. No one came back to tell us how things work, but this is what it says in the books. This is what it says. Kol echad is nichve mechupasoi shel chaveroi. Every kol tzadik v'tzadik is burnt. The burning is the burning of Gehenim. From the chuppah, meaning the canopy, meaning the dwelling place of his chaver, who has something different. And that's really what it says here in this pasuk. Based Yoser Meir Tzadik, every tzadik has one up over the other tzadik. Every person has their unique milas, their klichos, their mitzvos. Everyone is different, and I'm one up over you in this regard. You may be one up over me in that regard, and so on and so forth. Period. Okay, so we have that's a third parish. We'll review in a moment all the parish. Let's go to another very beautiful medrash. This is like this next medrash is like it's like almost like a puzzle. Where you take words and you search in Tanakh for keywords and you put pieces of the puzzle together to make sense out of this pasuk. These are fun midrashim. This is a medrash Tehillim. Takes the word Perik Nunches, the Maisa of David and Shaul. Hashem took away the malchus of Shaul. Shaul made a couple of mistakes. He did not kill Agag. He did not wait for Shmuel to arrive to offer the carbon. The carbon. Shmuel told him, "I want you to bring a carbon to Hashem, but I want you to wait for me." And he arrived early, and he was under enormous pressure. The people were telling him, "No, let's get the show on the road." And Shaul said, "I have to wait for Shmuel." And they said, "He's not coming." And he offered the carbon before Shmuel arrived. That was a very great mistake, which contributed to losing the malchus. Plus, then that was showing the mal when the Hashem's spirit was slowly being removed from Shaul. He became paranoid, realizing that it's going to David. David is going to be. He subconsciously already sensed that David's going to take over, and he tried to kill David. He went into a fit of rage, and multiple times he tried to kill David. And David one time had an opportunity. David was fleeing from Shaul. Once went to a cave to go to the Beit Hakisei. He covered himself. David had an opportunity at that moment in time to kill. And al pi halacha, would have been allowed to, because he's a roidif. But on the other hand, he's a melech. It's a very complicated sugya. On the one hand, is the law of roidif applied to the melech Yisrael? Not so simple. Very complicated sugya. But David chose not to kill Shaul. He tore his garment. He tore the tzitzis. That also was not so silly, because he was punished for that later in his life. His body did not, the clothing did not provide him worth. That's the sugya of Avishak Hashunamis. But there, when Shaul realized that David had an opportunity to kill him and did not kill him, Shaul said to David, you're a greater tzaddik than I. And his words were, tzaddik ata mimeni. Shaul called out to David, you're because if I was the other way around, if it was you would have been dead. Memela tzaddik ata mimeni. So here, okay, now. So in this pasuk, what do we learn? We learn who's the tzaddik. Who's the tzaddik? These are code words. Tzaddik in this context. Noach is a tzaddik. Moshe is a tzaddik. Yosef is a tzaddik. But in this context, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. It's been a long time since we've seen you. How are you? Who here is the tzaddik in this pasuk? We have any more copies? We're out of the one over here. But the one that the pasuk is calling the tzaddik is. The one that we're calling a tzaddik is David. Shaul said to David, tzaddik ata mimeni. You, David, are a greater tzaddik than I. Now who's the Re'ehu? We have another pasuk. Another pasuk is what happened when Shmuel broke the news to Shaul. I got bad news for you, Shaul. You will no longer be the Melech Yisrael. Why? Because of your sins. And his words were, Hashem will give the Malchus L'Re'acha HaToiv. I'm not sure I have the pasuk here. L'Re'acha
HaToiv.
And I'm giving you, I don't have the pasuk here. L'Re'acha HaToiv Mimenu. Mimecha. L'Re'acha HaToiv Mecha. Hashem will give the Malchus to your friend that's greater than you. Okay, so there's another pasuk. He said this. I'm all confused. But there's another pasuk that calls Shaul the friend. L'Re'acha L'David. Hashem said to Shaul, Shmuel said, he's giving the Malchus L'Re'acha L'David, to your friend David. So since David is called the friend of Shaul, Shaul's also a friend, because it takes two to be friends. If we're calling one person a friend, it automatically means that the other one is likewise a friend, equal, reciprocal. So therefore we take these two ideas, the tzaddik and the word Meriah, the devil was the tzaddik, he did not take advantage of the situation. And we take Shaul, they are called friends. One is called a friend of the other, as the pasuk says at least a few places. We tie that into the pasuk, Yoser Meri'ehu Tzadik. And that's what the Medrash Tilum interprets this pasuk, that David was a greater tzadik. David was a greater tzadik than Shaul. And that's why David was Zoche to the Malchus. That's all it says. Yoser Meri'ehu Tzadik. Yoser means he had greater advantage. What was the greater advantage? Malchus. Because he was a tzaddik Meri'ehu, he merited to become the Melech Yisrael. Okay, so sach hakol, just to go back to summarize, we have this very powerful, three powerful words. The end of the pasuk, for some reason, the mefarshim are not really dwelling upon. But at least these three words, we have really three/four interpretations. Yoser meri'ut tzadik, according to the interpretation of the Mitsudos, yoser means it's to his advantage. It's to your advantage to be a tzadik. Because if you're going to be a tzadik, you will succeed. Hatzadik yesh lo yishon umayla mireyehu she'ein et tzadik. Period. It's a good thing to be a tzadik. You are at a position of a high position. According to Rashi, Rashi says yoser means to be generous, to overlook. A tzadik has the koach to overlook, to be maver midosav over the transgressions of his friend. According to the Medrash says, Yoser Meri'ehu Tzadik, every Tzadik is unique. There are no two Tzadikim in Olam Haba that are the same. Everyone has their own special Madrega. Okay, there's another Medrash I'm not going to go through in the Gemara. Maybe I'll mention quickly, Avos Rabbeinu Nosson. Perek Lamed Zayin, again, focuses on this concept that every Tzadik is unique. And not only are they unique in the next world, they're unique in this world as well. Hashem rewards tzaddikim in this world, and the uniqueness can be broken down into seven, it's a very strange concept, into seven different categories. What are the seven categories? Number one is Isha No'ah, a beautiful woman, a beautiful wife. That doesn't obviously only mean physical beauty, means in Mais and Tovim. Number two is good children, Bonim No'im. Number three is do you benefit? Are you toyim? Are you shnayim oichlim bekir achas? Do you have pleasure from the food of this world? A person can be very successful, but has no menucha sanefesh, does not have any benefit from the pleasures he derives in this world. So a tzaddik, Hashem allows a tzaddik even what he has to derive benefit. Number four is like a mazel. The fourth example is two people. They're preparing. They're dipping wool into. Two people are dipping wool into a pot to dye the wool, and they both put in the same ingredients. They both are using the same pot and the same oven. This everything is exactly the same, and one of the two, and for one, the material comes out perfect. And for the other person, the second person who did everything exactly the same, he doesn't have the same mazel. Two people can go to the same school, get the same degree, get the same grades, and they get the same type of job, two different companies. One person succeeds, one person does not succeed. Can you really explain on paper why one person... No, it's not. It's a mazel. It's a mazel. There are certain things that are beyond our understanding. Okay, that was number four. Number five is chokhmah. To what degree of chokhmah will a person achieve in this world? Six is what he calls das, and here he explains that he refers to, according to the commentators, ruach hakodesh. A person has a sixth sense, be able to have a certain ruach hakodesh, know exactly what to do. And the seventh thing is koima. Koima, I guess, means it's subject to interpretation, stature, confidence. Success, koima. So it's a very, and all this, the quote according to the others, Rabbi Nelson says, how do I know that these are the seven things? I don't know how he gets the word yoser from yoser meri'ehu tzaddik. That a tzaddik has these seven advantages over his fellow tzaddik. There are seven things in this world that are not under your control. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person siyat Shmai, who will merit to these things, isha noha, bonim noim, he'll have pleasure from this world, he'll have success when he things which, like we mentioned, putting in the mashal of dyeing wool, different colors, and then chokhma, yirah shamayim, and the last one was... Koyma. Okay, so that concludes this pasuk. Let's now go on to the next pasuk. Lo yacharech lemiyot seido. Another very interesting pasuk ties into stories in the Torah. Yachroch literally means to burn, to roast. Obviously, what do you think about when you say the tzedah and the preparation of food? What's the medrash going to be? Yitzchak and Yaakov in preparing the matamim for their father Yaakov Avinu. So lo Yachrich Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rami means the deceiver. The deceiver, who's the deceiver going to be? Going to be Esav. He's not going to have time. Yachrich. He's not going to succeed in roasting his prey in the what he trapped. Behon Adam Yaakov Charutz, but the wealth of a Yaakov, a precious person, Charutz means a swift. The wealth of an Adam Yaakov Charutz, that refers to Yaakov was very quick, diligent. Okay, let's see the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk, the long Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk, then we'll come back to the Midrashim. Pasuk Lo Yaakov, the Mitzvah Stavit, Pasuk of Zayin, Derech Atzayit, Lachte Charush, Kanfei Ha'ifas, it's the Derech to break. He's translating over here. The cutoff. It's not what he says over here in the Mitzudos. See, normally they're very consistent, and it's two different.
Take off their wings.
So lachrach here means to clip the wings, but it's not what he says here in the Mitzudos Tzion.
Yeah, if you clip the wings,
singe. Even when they're alive, even when it's alive.
Yeah, you clip the wings so you can't fly.
When they're alive, you burn the wings off.
You clip them,
but that's not what it says in the Mitzudos Tzion. In the Mitzudos Tzion, it says yachrach. Yachrach literally means sereifa. It means to burn. Okay, to roast, but I guess here in this pasuk, in the, I guess it's a borrowed term in this pasuk. Yeah,
with an oaf, they singe the feathers.
Right. When it's alive, is that how it's done? Could be in Hanami. Lachrach Rosh Kanfei Oifos. Okay, let's assume that's what it means. Okay, let's assume it's consistent that to sin, to burn. They would take a match to the wings of a bird in order to cause the feathers to disappear so that they will not fly away when you're busy trying to capture more birds. Derech Atzayot Lachrach, to singe Rosh Kanfei Oifos, the tips of the wings of the birds. Lebal Yaufu Mimenu, so that they will not fly away, so that you can go and you can go out to the field and get more birds. Haramai lo yicharchom al kihema nirim yafim kasher kan fame shlem. But the Ramai does not want to ruin the wings because it looks more beautiful to have complete wings. The noyach l'Ramai is eshal loikhem. And what's the advantage of not singeing the wings? You can charge more money. You can deceive your customers. When you show your customer a bird that does not have singed wings, he is impressed and is willing to pay more money than it really is worth. Uvavur zeh. But the truth is that this Ramai, who's planning not to singe the wings in order to charge his customer more money, is really causing himself a loss. Because by not singeing the wings, the bird will fly away, and he won't have what to sell, he won't have anything to sell. For who v'avur zeh yovar hakol, ki ya'ufu lohem, it will fly away, and he'll have nothing left, to they won't have any, won't make even one penny from this bird. He would be better off to singe the wings, so it would not fly away, and at least he'll be able to have something to sell. For who l'mashal, this is after all Sefer Mishlei, ala koifetz yad milosei sma mehoinoi, a person that's stingy, he closes his hands and refuses to give to a person from his wealth tzedakah, to give away some of his wealth. So by not giving wealth, Hashem will come along and take away everything. He will lose all of his wealth. The hoin avla hoin shaladam yakar, but the wealth of another yakar hamafresh nohinoi ladal. But a tzaddik who gives tzedakah to the poor man, he gives away hoina ladal hoinahu who charutz. What does the word charutz? We have this word multiple times already. Well, I take it back. We have it here. It's used differently here. It means gold, fine gold. Who charutz? Ratzolaymar muvchar. Charutz is fine, precious gold. There are multiple types of gold. He's muvcha like the gold that lasts for a very long time. Different quality gold. Some golds last long, some do not last long. This lasts very long. He's not going to lose. Other types of metals, other commodities which are lost. So according to the parish of the Suda, this pasuk is determined entirely. Is deterred. Gold does not deteriorate. So this pasuk, according to the Suda, is determined entirely in reference to giving tzedakah. Lo yachrich the deceiver, the stingy man who wants to deceive, not give away from his wealth, he will not be able to, he will not tithe from his remia, from his seda, his wealth. and that will ultimately lead to his great loss. That is self-understood according to the mitzvot. We have to add the end of the idea into the pasuk, and because of that, he will come away with nothing. But v'hon adam yakar, but the wealth of a precious and a good person who gives away money to tzedakah charutz, his wealth will last forever. It will be charutz. It will be like fine gold, which is put away for long term. Rashi pasuk chav zayin lo yachrutz mechubar lemikva shalufanav. This is a continuation. Kolaymar derech Rasha is coming to explain what is the deceiving method of the Rasha. The previous pasuk says the derech rishaim tasein, the way of a Rasha caused other people to go astray or caused himself to go astray. Mechubar lemikva shalufanav. Kolaymar derech Rasha tisayu. The way of a Rasha misleads him. It misguides him. How is he misguided? For lo yachrich et seder shel remiya shelo. It will seem like Rashi. He does not want to yachroch, to singe the wings of his prey. And that comes out lo yachrich et seder shel remiya shelo of what he has. Shel remiya shelo. Remiya means his deception. Let's refer to Yachruch Lo Yatzliach. According to Rashi, it says he will not be successful. Bitar Miso Ulefi Shadibi Beloshon Tzayit. Since we're discussing the subject, the Moshli is a Tzayit. Neifel Bo Loshon Chalicha Shahat Tzayit Hamatzliach Tzod Es Ha'ayfos. He traps his birds B'chorchon Bo'esh, and he singes it in fire. So this derech, the derech of the Rasha, he wants to deceive, like the parish and the mitzvahs, he wants to deceive his customers and show them beautiful birds, and that forced him not to singe the wings, and that will ultimately lead to his downfall. On the other hand, we have to read the words in a different order. The wealth of a man, an adam that is charutz, yakar hu. Mamon Adam Kosher, the Mamon of an Adam Kosher, Yakarhu, is precious. Now, what's the word Charutz? Rashi explains, Oise Emes. Kamo Yod Charutzim Tashir, the hand of the honest will bring wealth. We had before, now there we touched the word Charutz to mean Zoris, diligent, diligence. So Rashi is saying that diligence and honesty, integrity go hand in hand. A person that is honest is a Zoris. So again, this is a different perushion of a touch of the word Charutz. You go back to Pasuk Yud, in this parak, Dear Rashi said, Yodea Tzadik, wait, back in Perek Yud, I'm sorry. Perek Yud. Okay, where was it?
Pasuk Dalet.
V'yad chorotzim tashir. Look there in the Mitzudos, Pasuk Dalet. Chorotzim in yonei tenu uzrizos. So there the Mitzudos translated as diligent. And Rashi in Pasuk Dalet said, V'yad chorotzim yishorim shechorotzim davar be'amitoi u'mishpotoi b'loy avla. Rashi is consistent. It means emes. But even the Mitzudos there said that it does not mean fine gold. Sometimes charutz means fine gold, sometimes it means charutz. So here, according to Rashi says the Adam charutz, an Adam, go back to the Rashi again. The hoin Adam yaka charutz, mikra misurisu, the hoin, the wealth, Adam shu charutz, of an honest person, yakar hu, is precious. Mada mamon adam kosher yakar hu charutz otsa emes kmoyad charutzim tasha. Obviously, you think about this in this parasha. Vayivoser Yaakov levado. Chazal say he went back. Vayivoser levado. Al tikri levado ella lekadoi. Don't read the word levado. Change the base for a chaf. The base and the chaf to the I look very similar. Yaakov went back to retrieve. Pachim ketanim. Why would Yaakov go back to retrieve some fives? But he wanted to get a return of the 5 cents deposit on the bottles. The answer is yes, because Yaakov's mammon was earned through emes. Through it was hard earned money. It was diligence. It was earned. It was honest money. And suddenly, it's earned honestly. Even a nickel that came through hard, honest labor is chaviv, better than $1 million that came through cheating. cheating and swindling. And that's why tzaddikim, it's precious to them, even a small little object, because of the yigiyah, the effort, the yiras shamayim, they expressed in earning that object. It means a lot to them. And therefore, they refuse to give up on, it's a source of inspiration. There are many mahalchim, exactly why. The old mafarshim are very disturbed as to why Yaakov would risk his life to go back to retrieve pachim ketanim. But the answer is that this pachim ketanim is an expression of yiras shamayim. I didn't just earn the money. I earned the money with emes, with misyonos. And therefore, it's something that I feel is a real acquisition for myself in this world and the next. And it's kedai to go back and retrieve it. And that's exactly what the Pasuk of the Torah says. The money of an Adam Yakar, the money, the wealth of a person, who of an Adam, Charutz, an honest person, is Yakar, is precious. It's fine gold, it's diamonds, it's silver. It's kedai to go back and retrieve it. And indeed, from that came Vayavik Ish Imo, which ultimately resulted in incredible things. Yaakov prevailed, and that success he had in overcoming the Malach is the success that's Ma'is Avos similar banu for Klal Yisrael. And we all know it's coming up Chanukah soon. Chanukah refers to the Kadai. The Kadai refers to the Pach. It's Merumis. The Kadai was the Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen of Ner Chanukah is hidden in that story. Okay, so this is the Mitzudos, and this is Rashi, two Perushim. Now let's go to some of the Midrashim. Now the first important Midrash is the word Yacharoch. Interesting, Yacharoch, we don't always take the Ches as a Ches, but we exchange the Ches for the letter Aleph. Okay, how often do we ever do that? Is maybe it's because the Ches and the Aleph have the same sound, Ah and Cha. There is this guttural sound. So they are interchanged. So when you interchange the aleph with the ches, it means to live long, to extend. Lo ya'aroch, it will not last long. A ramai, a deceiver, may indeed succeed in business, may indeed succeed in acquiring wealth. But lo ya'aroch, don't read it yacharoch to singe the tips of the wings. His wealth will be here today, easy today, gone tomorrow. So no, he said to me, you go and you invest in the stock market and you succeed. Don't get excited. It's a loan. if you have a good day in the market, it's just a loan. It's just a loan. Tomorrow you'll have to pay it back. The stock market will take it back from you. So the Ramah is nakun, but v'hon adam yakar charutz, and that would then mean that when it comes from adam charutz yakar, what would yakar then mean according to this medrash? It means it will last forever. A few dollars that was earned honestly will remain forever. Okay, that's one interpretation. Now the other, okay, I'm not going to go through all the other medrashim, but basically everything else focuses, zooms in on Esav and Yaakov. Esav, Yaakov was diligent. If you learn like the Mitzudos, that the word charutz means diligent. Yaakov was diligent in listening to his mother Rivka to prepare the matanim, and therefore he succeeded. He received the brachos from Yitzchak, but Esav was unsuccessful. He was unable to lo yacharoch. He was unable to roast. According to this interpretation, yacharoch means literally to burn, to roast. What was the instructions? To prepare mat'anim, a Karban Pesach. What do you do with the Karban Pesach? According to Chazal, the day when Yaakov Avinu received the brachas from Yitzchak was Lel Pesach. And what do you do with the Karban Pesach? Tzliyesh. Al matzos yochlu. What is the word for tzli, for roasting? Yacharoch. Yacharoch means to singe. Singeing means roasting. So the Remia, the deceiver, Esav, who's the tzayit, tzayit is piv, lo yacharoch, he was unable to roast on in a timely way the Karban Pesach for his father. And in the meantime, the hon Adam Yaakov Charutz, the diligence of the wealth of Adam Charutz was successful. Now, if you go just one step further, it doesn't say this in the Medrash, but if you add in what Rashi tells us in last week's Parsha, not last week, in 2 weeks ago, Parsha's told us, where did Yaakov Avinu get the two animals animals to prepare for his father from Rivka. Where did Rivka have this? This came from her ksuba. The Rashi says it was a ksuba. She said to her son, it's not gezel. You don't have to go out into the field to trap the animals. I'm giving you two gedim, because the two gedim are my entitlement from the ksuba. Your father, when he married me, he wrote in the ksuba that I'm entitled every so often, I don't know if it was every day, it was every month, every year, whatever it was, shnei gedoye izen, two, therefore it's mine. And being that it's mine, I'm giving it to you, and you now go and give it back to your father. So where did the money come from? It really came from Yitzchak. It was his own money. What Yaakov Avinu presented his father wasn't something which was acquired from the field, wasn't something that was acquired from Hefker, it wasn't something that Yaakov had to work for, it was something that Yitzchak himself earned. Yitzchak himself, in his own lifetime, he earned money, he acquired enormous wealth. Vayigdal ho'ish ma'od ma'od. He was extremely wealthy, Yitzchak. It was his own wealth, and now his own wealth was being returned to him indirectly from him to Rivka, as from the ksuba, entitlement, and from Rivka to Yaakov, and Yaakov back to Yitzchak. So here when it says the wealth of the Adam Yakar Charutz, it's the hone of an Adam Charutz, according to Rashi, but we read the words in a different order, the wealth of an Adam Charutz Enes. Yitzchak was also an Ish Enes. It was Yakar, because it was his own, it was precious. He himself related to his own wealth. He acquired it directly. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk chafches ba'arach tzedaka chayim v'derech nesiva almaves. Let's see the mitzvah pasuk chafches ba'arach ba'ha'olach v'derech tzedaka yimse chayim. A person that travels in the way of tzedaka will be blessed with life. V'derech nesiv hatzedaka. Next words of the pasuk almaves. They will not be dead. So here we have the positive and the negative. Not only they'll be chayim, there's this poetic repetition, life and not death. Rashi says, Baruch tzedaka chayim, v'derech nesiva shel tzedaka almaves. Lo yamus, he will not die. What's the significance of the repetition? I do not know. I do not have anything here. What's new? Let's go to the next parak. Parak Yud Gimel. Bein Chacham Musar Av. Nu sugya. Bein Chacham Musar Av v'leitz lo shana gyara. A child who's a wise man, that means he had a good education. He was a recipient of the Musar of his father. The Leitz, a person who lives a life of Leitz, means Leshama Gora, he was not raised. Everything depends upon your upbringing. If you see a person later in life that they are good people, they have respect, they have their heritage, that means they came from a family. They came from parents who cared for them and gave them Musar and instructed them. And that's why they grew up in a way that is respectable. But a person has no respect for someone, a person that lives a life of leitzanis, everything in this world is a big joke. That is an indication that he grew like a weed. People, they just go out, parents have them, you're on your own. Go out to school, go out into the world, and just don't bother us, we don't want to know from you. And that results in people will later on say, you know why he is the late? Because lo shama gara, he did not have a good upbringing. Let's see the mitzvot. Bein chacham in nira chachma ba'adam. If you observe in society a person that has good midos, that has chachma, has wisdom in life, bivadai, you can be certain, bivadai shamar musar ha'av, that he was brought up by a father. Someone cared about him, someone instructed him, and his father gave him Musar. And that's why he turned out the way he did. Good. The imnir shahu leitz, he lives a life of nothingness. Bevadei lo kibel garas ha'av shechich, his father never said a word to him. Chazal always say that whatever a person does, the credit always goes back with lo shama. Didn't listen. It's even if the child did not obey, just the fact that he heard the Musar later on has an effect. Chazal told us to say this idea in reference to the Nevi'im. In the Sefer, the Nevi'im Achronim, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, the Treyasar, are over and over giving Musar to Klal Yisrael. So you'll ask, what did it all accomplish? All the Musar of Sefer Yishai, all the Musar of Yechezkel, all the Musar of the Treyasa, what did it accomplish? Nothing. The Churban happened. Don't do Avodah Zarah, don't do this. Bonim Gidalti V'Raymanti V'Heim Pashubi. So what did it accomplish? Zilch. The Churban came. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. See, tip my tongue. The Churban came, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the all Mepharshim give the same answer. It's true. At the moment, it did not have an immediate effect, but it sunk in. The Nevi'im, they planted seeds in the minds of Klal Yisrael, and only because of the Musar were they able to come back 70 years later and rebuild the Bayis Sheni. Only because of the Musar did it plant seeds in the minds of Klal Yisrael to listen to these words, to give them the koichos later on, years later on, they remember the Musar and they became better. And that's exactly the same principle, making a very good point. When it says, L'shama Gara, does not mean that he listened to the Gara. Of a parent gives his child the Musar, even if the child does not obey one word, the child is the biggest troublemaker. But the father doesn't just say, I give up hope, forget it, he's not going to listen. If the father still lightly gives some degree of Musa, even knowing he's not going to listen, years later those words will penetrate, and years later he will turn around and become a very great person, and will always look back and say, I remember my father told me this, he told me this. And when the right time, the words, as long as the words are on the person's heart, the time will come when they will sink, they will penetrate, and it will transform the person. And that's exactly what the Nevi'im did during the time of the Bayis Rishon. They gave Musar. The Musar was not accepted at the time, and that's why the Churban came. The Golos of Aseres HaShvatim came about, but the Musar later on, years later, did penetrate, and that's why we have Bayis Sheni, we have Mirchon of Bayis Shlishi. If there was no Musar at that point in time, then there would be no hope. Rashi says something a little bit different. Ben Chacham Musar Yigaluli presents both Perushim. Mikra Katzar, this is a short pasuk. Ben Chacham, this first Perush is different than the one Rashi says. We'll come one thing at a time. Ben Chacham Shoyel V'Oyev Musar Af. He's Shoyel. He asks for it, and he loves the Musar of the father. But V'Leitz L'Shama, which seemingly according to Rashi would mean he's not interested. The Yeshamim, here Rashi is saying the same idea that we learned in the Mitzudas. B'Shvil Musar Ha'Av Hu Chacham. It's because the father gave him Musar, that's why he's a Chacham. V'Leitz L'Shama Gara Shein Mekabel Teichacha. It's not Mekabel the Teichacha. Chazal always say you give credit to the parents. Ru'u Gidilim Shegidaltem. When you see a child does something good, Gidalti v'ramanti v'heim pashubi. Chazal always say, you look, a child is a product of a home. I remember my mother told me, Mother Lashom, she told me once, my grandfather was a Rashiv, Rav Shafshik. I have some Talmidim, my grandfather. So the boys used to always come to the house, come Chanukah for Purim. So I don't remember all the details, but there was once a boy that came, and it was a very big Baal Midos. So my grandmother was very impressed. My grandmother, she said, there's something different about this boy. This boy must have come from a home. This boy was raised in a good home, because this doesn't just happen. This doesn't happen by itself. And indeed, that person was raised in a very, very distinguished home. So that idea is captured. I mean, we all know this. So all the ideas that we're learning, we know inside out. It's just how these ideas are rooted in these psukim. Bein chacham, if you see in life a wise person, you can be certain nothing happens by itself. It's because musar av, he had instruction. Someone raised him well. If you see a person that's a late, that's the worst thing. Life is a joke. It's because a life of Efkeris. Yeah.
What's Gemara? What's
a shout. I'm sorry for not translating. Gemara means a shout. And basically you are yelling. You shout at the child, don't do this, do this, behave, don't.
Chiding the child.
Right. So what?
Chastise.
No, of course not. It's a mashal, of course not. It doesn't mean, it means a musa, rebuke.
No, you keep doing that to a child.
Alright, listen, I'm not a child psychologist. I don't. To each his own. I'm not making. We know what it means. It means to each his own. But obviously, there has to be discipline.
Your chastise also.
Each his own. Each lefi
mahalala.
He never heard. It was never heard. It doesn't mean that he listened. V'loy shama ga'ara, like we mentioned before, it doesn't mean that he actually obeyed. Doesn't say that he obeyed. He was. He turned. He never even heard. No one even told him what to do. He never heard. He never heard Musa. Just leave the kid alone.
Hearing and listening.
But even if you don't listen, even if you hear, that's the point we made. Even if you don't listen, you only hear. You don't know the effect it has. Years later, it sinks in, and that's what we mentioned from the Nevi'im. Okay, let's go. I want to get to a very good pasuk here. I want to get the pasuk Zion. Okay, I want to get the pasuk. Let's try to get it for a little further. These pasuk are easy. There aren't many midrashim on these pasuk. Let's go quickly. Mipri fi ish yechal toy, from the fruit of the mouth of man, a person eats good. V'nefesh poigdim chamas, and the soul of the treacherous, of the deceivers, of the evil people, is nothing more than violence. Chamas means violence. Let's do pasuk beis mitzudas. Mipri miperos divrei hatoyra. Rash mitzudas learns that the fi ish, what comes out of the mouth of man, are words of Torah. Miperos. Elu dvarim shadim ochel peroi seyem ba'ilam hazeh ve'aker kayem eslam haba. And what does it say at the end? V'talmud Torah kineged kulam. So miperos divrei Torah yisov atoiv. He'll be satisfied with good ba'ilam hazeh. That's what it says. Ve'akeren shamur le'ilam haba. So it's the pre. The pre just means only the fruits. And the karen itself understood. That's not being said in the past. That's silent in the past. That's self understood. The nefesh boigdim. But the soul of a boigid. Boigid means a robber, an evildoer. A boigid, a traitor. Tispa gemul. He will be satisfied with the punishment. The gemul is the punishment of hechamas, of his violence. Rashi pasik beis mipri pri ish yechal toiv mischar toirasai. Same thing as the mitzudas. The reward of his Torah, Yoichal Toiv ba'olam hazeh, the pre, v'akeren kayem eslo olam haba, v'nefesh b'egdim chamas. Now here the Mitzurashi is in more elaboration. Nefesh means the desire, not like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says the word v'nefesh means v'nefesh b'egdim. Well, it's not really a contradiction. Saying the same thing. Never spoke them tispa. The soul of the Rasha will be satisfied. Okay, so it is different. It is different. The Mitzudos doesn't really just says that his soul will ultimately receive its punishment. Rashi says nefesh means the desire. It's the desire of the Rasha. V'chefetz, the desire. Boigdim chamos kamo im yesh es nafshechen. If it's your will. Is it your desire to allow me? Who was that pasuk? That was by Rivka. To buy the kever, Maris Machpela, the Maris Machpela, to purchase the Maris Machpela, and then another Al Titni B'Nefesh Tzarai. Another pasuk: Do not deliver me into the will, the nefesh, into the desire. Do not give me over to the desires of my enemies. Okay, so according to Rashi, I don't really know the connection in the beginning of the pasuk and the pasuk. Two separate things. According to the Mitzudos, it's very simple. According to the Mitzudos, a tzaddik will be rewarded in this world, and the Rasha will be punished, and punished, and the Shem will be punished in the next world. According to Rashi, Rashi just says two different things: that the tzaddik will be rewarded for the peros in this world, but it's the desire of a Rasha, the desire of the Rasha to do evil, and he's not really telling us what's going to happen to him. That's a separate idea. Pasuk Gimel, next Pasuk Gimel, Noitzer Piv Shomer Nafsho. Okay, pasuk of lashon hara, a person guards what comes out of his mouth, is he's guarding his soul. But posek, a new vocabulary word. We didn't have this before. A person widens. A person widens wide. Like the dentist tells you, open up your mouth wide. Next time say, you mean I should be posek? That's what you mean to tell me. Open up my mouth wide. Sifasav, nechitalo, this is a source of destruction. A Russia opens his mouth. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Gimel Leitzer Piv Milaber Davar Nesar. A tzaddik, he guards his mouth from speaking evil things that are forbidden. Poisek Hamarchiv Sifasav, one who widens his lips. Ledaber Kol Ha'avla Kol Oylam Kol Aliba, whatever comes to his mind. He Loi Lamachta, this is his downfall, the source of his destruction. Rashi Pasuk Gimel Leitzer Sifasav Shemer Nafshe Poisek Sifasav Poisek Sifasav. The word Poisek means Poseach. To open up, sifasav l'daber tamid kol rucho, whatever he wants to say, whatever comes on his mind. Now he explains min va tafsiki es raglecha. I'm not sure if I'm saying the vowels correctly, but it means to widen your steps. There means to take wide steps.
Big steps.
Big steps. Loshon rochav. Same sherish there in Yecheskel, it means to widen. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet says, Misave v'ayin. A person desires. V'ayin, it doesn't happen. Naf shoy otzel. Kama. You have to read the words backwards. A person who has a lazy person will never accomplish. A nefesh otzel. A person who is lazy, misaveh, if he wants something, will never get it. Will never succeed in achieving his desires because he's lazy. But the nefesh chorutzim, we had this before, a neshama that's diligent, tidushan will be fattened, will have everything he wants. Pasuk dalel mesudos, nafshoy shel otzel, he tisave lakol, the soul of a lazy man wants many things, the ein lo, but accomplishes, achieves nothing. Ki leroiv atzluso, due to his enormous laziness, lo yasig davar, aval hazerizim. But this nice way we had multiple times, the chorutzim, the zerizim, the diligent, aval hazerizim, let me find a place, nev hazerizim, tidushon, ki yasigu tavosim, beroiv hazerizim, so achieve whatever they want. Rashi, pasik dalid, misav avyein v'ayin, Nafshoy otzel misave nafshoy l'chol tov. His neshama desires all good, but vo'ayin he has nothing. On the other hand, v'nefesh chorutzim tidashen yeshorim. Rashi is following his opinion. Rashi's opinion is the word chorutzim means an emes. It means a man of truth. A man of truth. He does never really say the word zoris, but it means the same idea. Yesharim ha'echlim yigia kapen, the tzaddikim who eat what they earn. They are anshe emes, people who earn yigia skapoi. Zehu mashmo lefi pshuta. That's the simple interpretation. Lefi mashaloi la'asid yire bechvoy talmidei chachamim v'lo yisidlo yasiglo. Lefi mashaloi la'asid. What do you have?
Go ahead.
And will desire the honor, v'lo yasiglo, and the rasha will not have the reward in the next world. So here, according to Rashi, second interpretation, we're talking about olam haba. We're not talking about this world. And in olam haba, like we mentioned before, that same idea called tzaddik v'tzaddik is lichbe mechupasa shel chaverei. A person that was lazy, that could have accomplished more in this world, when he sees the reward that his friend had in the next world, what he has in the next world, that is his desire. And because he was lazy in this world, and now he has a desire to have their reward, va'ayin he will be denied to him. Pasik Dalit. Pasuk hey. Dvar sheker yisne tzaddik. Words of sheker is hated by a tzaddik. V'rasha yavish v'yachba. Rasha is two different words which mean the same thing, is shameful. Yavish is to be, is a question of disgusting. Yavish, look at the mitzvah sion. Yavish is talking yimas. It's disgusting. V'yachpir inyin busha. Disgusting and shameful. The Rasha is a disgusting and shameful creature in this world. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk. Hey, Pasuk Yisna Tzadik Soine Lekabel Davar Sheker. A Tzadik hates to Mekabel Sheker Lashnara Avla Rasha Mekabel Hum Yad V'Yimas Esanemar Olav V'Yach Brosos. According to the Mitzvah's, when it says here the word Yavish V'Yach Pir, it's reference to others, that the Rasha despises other people. He despises Avol Rasha Mekabel Hum Yad, he's Mekabel Lashon Hara, and when he receives Lashon Hara, right, immediately the subject of the Lashon Hara is despised and is hated. The Yimas Es Hanemar Olav the Yachbro, so and he puts it to shame.
Someone talks about the Rasha, he despises that.
Look at it one more time. Avol harasha, mekabel hu miyad. The Rasha is mekabel sheker and lashon hara, and he believes it. and accepts it.
But
the yimas is a nemer alav. When someone says someone about him, okay. When someone says nasty things about him, he can't take it. He enjoys hearing nasty things about other people, but he will not tolerate someone saying something nasty.
Can't take it.
Yachbar so Rashi pasik hey davar dvar shakis the tzaddik at tzaddik sali davar sheker avla rosha mekabla tzaddik he hates sheker but rosha is mekabla yivash yachbar es habrius bekach he is yavish yachbar he despises and puts to shame es habrius
with the same thing
with lashon hara. Okay, so he will not accept it. Okay, he speaks lashon about other people. So okay, he despises other people. By speaking about them, lashon hara. Pasuk vav, tzedakah titzar tam derech. Tzedakah guards the wholesomeness of the one's ways. Verisha we'll read the mitzvah in perushim. Verisha tisalev chatos, and wickedness causes one to go astray. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk vav tzedakah ha tzedakah atzma talamid schus. The tzedakah, the act of tzedakah, will serve as a merit for a person. The tatsur esatam derech zeh, and will guard esatam a person who goes on this derech. And noy saying tzedakah b'tzmimus loy lihisyahir, a person that gives tzedakah not to become haughty. A person that's giving tzedakah for show in order that he should have kavod, that he will not protect him. But a person that gives tzedakah b'tzmimus l'shem shemayim, he will be protected. Verisha harisha atzma, the act of evil itself, the act of evil itself causes the person to become more corrupt. The more the person does averos, the more he believes in the averos, the more he's affected by the averos, and that itself brings about his downfall. So one more time, the pasuk according to Rashi, tzedakah titzar tom derech. You have to read the psukim a little bit out of order. Tzedakah tom, mix, take away, or really derech tzedakah tom titzar. We the psukim out of order. A way of going in tzedakah of tom of tmimus, the person that follows in the way of giving tzedakah with tmimus, titzar. That act of tzedakah will serve to protect the person. But the risha, an act of evil, that will cause tislef, will cause to go astray. Tisalef means to further go astray and become crooked. Chatos, the sinner. The sinner, the chatos, the man who does the avera, his risha, his acts of wickedness, tisalef, intensify his crooked path in life. He calls it the words. Okay, last pasuk. Okay, this pasuk has a lot of midrashim, a lot of drush. We'll just do it very quickly. Just one idea which I'm very fond of this vart. Even though I have a lot of other midrashim here, I wanted to get to it today. We're running out of time, so quickly. Yesh mis asher ve'ein kol mis roy sheish ve'hoin rof. There are people who are phenomenally wealthy. They're multi billionaires. They have it all. They are yesh, those people who are mis asher. They're wealthy, but the truth is, they have nothing. The ein kol, not even happiness. They have nothing, nothing. It's like, well, someone once actually said this to me. He met people that were not goyim. He was part of a, and he came back and says to me, they have nothing. Notice they have no Yiddishkeit. He was involved in a big project, went to California, and he met up with all the big people in the news, all the CEOs from Google, and the whole, and he was involved in a conference for a couple of days, and he mingled with them, and he came back and he said to me, they have nothing. They mamash have nothing, even though he witnessed in front of his eyes hundreds of millions of dollars. But they don't have any life, no Yiddishkeit. So yesh mis asher ve'ein kol, and then there are people mis roishesh. You can be sitting in the kol chazanish in Bnei Brak, don't have a penny to your name, but the hoin rof, you have everything, you have the real wealth. Okay, now we'll do the pasuk again tomorrow, but let me just tell you the drush. This week's parsha. What is it in this week's parsha? You know the vart. This week's Pasha.
Oh.
This week's Pasha. Yeshli Kol, Yeshli Rav. Esav said, Yeshli Kol, I have everything. I don't need your gift, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, no, I insist you take it, Yeshli Rav. So what's the chilek between Kol and Rav? Kol means everything. You have everything. Rav means I have
plenty.
I have what I need. Okay, we all know the joke. Yeshli Rav. Yeah, I have my own rabbi. Yeshli. I'm sorry. I said it the wrong way. The other way. Yaakov said. Yeshli Kol. I have everything. Everything I possibly can need. Esav said, Yeshli Rav. I have a lot, but not enough. I may have more than you, Yaakov. I may have billions and trillions of dollars, but it's only Rav. It's a lot. He doesn't have enough. The Medrash takes these two very powerful words, which define the essence, the difference between Yaakov and Esav, philosophies in life, and they tie it into this pasuk. Look at this pasuk. We have the word kol, and we have the word rav. Yesh nis'asher. Esav has, he has the big bucks, he has the money, but v'ein kol. He doesn't have what Yaakov has. Yaakov said, Yeshli Kol. He may have the money, but he doesn't have that satisfaction in life. I have Kol. Yaakov may be on the Madrega of the ain called Misroshesh. Yaakov, who is poor, but the Hoin Rav, it's Ki'ilu, he has the hone of the one. He's living the wild life from the perception of mankind, who has what Esav has. Esav, when you look in the big picture, you would think that Esav is the one who has all the wealth. So Esav is enjoying the wealth. The one that's enjoying life in this world is the one who is the Misroshesh. He's the one that has the hone that is perceived in the world as being the Rav. He is nene from it. But Esav, who's Misasher, he doesn't have the satisfaction that Yaakov Avinu has of Yesh Likol. So it's very interesting how this pasuk ties in this week. These words, okay, we'll stop.